Here's what normally happens when the legislature takes up the state budget. Members of the minority party speak for hours on end, offering amendment after amendment to point out what they see as the budget's flaws. If nothing else, it forces vulnerable members of the majority party to take tough votes. Here's what happened this time. Minority Leader Peter Barca told Republicans that Democrats thought about amendments but decided against them, saying this budget was beyond repair.
Since you only seem willing to listen to the rich and the powerful, the well-connected special interest, we believe there's no hope for this budget.
It was the only speech Democrats would give as Republicans passed the budget on a 55-42 vote. Joining Democrats in voting no were Republicans Steve Nass, Steve Castell, and Howard Markline. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said afterward that Democrats had taken themselves out of the discussion.
Well, the Democrats have a goal in the minority, which is usually to delay and to divert. Today, they chose to also disengage.
But Barker reminded reporters that Voss had said repeatedly there would be no changes to the budget in the Assembly. Barker said Democrats were better off taking their case to the people.
Look, when you keep hitting a brick wall, at some point, you've got to try something different.
The budget Republicans passed was largely unchanged compared to what cleared the legislature's Finance Committee. They made tweaks to provisions on high-capacity wells and a veterans tax credit. They did not pursue an additional expansion of vouchers in Racine that they were contemplating earlier this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.